Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kara Sherman, and she's Executive Director for the Southwest Iowa Performing Arts. Good morning to you, Kara.
Good morning.
Kara, the news is just full of all the political kinds of things, caucuses, primaries, who we should vote for. You take a different look or a different way of looking at caucuses.
Well, we certainly do. We're putting on a wonderful production this weekend called Caucus the Musical, and it's written by a man by the name of Robert John Ford, who is originally from Iowa. And, we're taking a whole fun spin on the political craziness going on right now. And as we get ready for the caucuses, it'll be happening here in Iowa in January.
Just pretty soon. And it's nice to know that somebody from Iowa is a person who wrote this, but he must be very creative and have a great sense of humor.
He really does. Actually, he's done a lot of great shows. He's also done a show on 6-on-6 basketball, which is such an Iowa classic. He's also done an Iowa show called Utopia. So very clever writer. Create some really fun production. This happened about 2008 that some people from the Wilson had actually seen this over in Des Moines and thought with the next, this being the caucus season, that this would be a great opportunity to bring it to our theater. And, the time is prime. Right now is when everyone's talking politics and talking about the caucuses, and this definitely takes a funny spin on it.
Yeah, I think we need a sense of humor sometimes because it can get so negative and so much pressure, and so a sense of humor can kind of help us out here.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We have to sit back and laugh a little bit.
Okay, tell us just a little more about the story.
Well, it kind of all starts in a little cafe in a small town in Iowa. Imagine that, everybody
yes.
having coffee early in the morning.
Right.
And it kind of revolves around a farmer and his family. Some national news media from New York comes to this small Iowa town and wants to write a story about this Iowa farmer and his family and what their thoughts are about the whole caucus process and how they would choose their candidate. Now, being the typical Iowa family, you would think that they would stick together and vote together. But at the end of the process, they find that with four major presidential candidates running, they all four want someone different. So it puts a really crazy twist on the show, and it just leads to lots of laughs and some actual serious thinking when it comes down to it, because everybody does have a different mind and has a different opinion. And so this New York City writer writes the story of this family and their endeavor to find the perfect person to vote for on caucus day.
Maybe a moment of truth for each of us when we get through the humor. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Exactly.
Well, now, let's talk, we'll come back to who's in it and some things like that, but let's talk a little bit about the Wilson Performing Arts Center. There may
sure.
be some folks who don't know where it's at and what it's about and where they get tickets, all that kind of good stuff.
Right. Well, the Wilson Performing Arts Center is here in Red Oak, Iowa, and we're right on the corner of 48 and 34, and so it's a very easy location. We've been open, it'll be 3 years in February that we've actually been open, and we truly are the Performing Arts Center for Southwest Iowa. We bring in professional and community theater productions, and we offer educational classes in dance and piano and voice and strings and dance. But anyway.
Yeah, a lot of things.
We have a lot of great things going on. We have a wonderful art lobby where we feature local artists in our front lobby at the Wilson that's always open to the public. You can stop in any time and look at our art, and other than just when there's a show going on. And so we're a true gem for Southwest Iowa.
And if you haven't been to the building, just a visit to the building is worth the visit, because it's quite unique and offers so much in terms of performing arts. You know, one of the things that really impressed me was the special room for the grand piano.
Oh, absolutely. We had a wonderful gift from a patron. And it's a 9-foot Steinway, and yes, the Steinway has its own personal little room. It's humidity controlled, and it's a $100,000 piano, so it's kind of our baby.
Yes.
We have to take care of it.
You do, and so it's just a wonderful opportunity for people to go to be entertained, But it's also that opportunity for people to learn and to do performing. So let's talk a little bit about the cast of this particular show, Caucus.
Yeah, well, as I say, we're a Southwest Iowa gem, and this is a great example of that because we do have a wonderful cast from all over Southwest Iowa. Jason Schomburg leads the cast as Eldon the Farmer, and he, of course, is from Stanton. He's really worked so hard, and he's doing just such a great job with it. Some other Atlantic crew we have Elizabeth Huggins, who's an English teacher in Atlantic, and she is our director of the show. She's also playing a role in the show, but she is our director, and she's really pulled this group together and made it all happen.
Yeah, where would you be without a director, right? You have to pull it together. So
yeah, we would be sitting doing nothing without this director.
Elizabeth Huggins. Okay.
She's such a treat. We also have Luke Johnson, who's a music teacher in Atlantic, a high school vocal music teacher, and he's just a wonderful asset to have in this cast. He's such a great talent, and we're hoping to get him back here for a lot of great shows at the Wilson. So he's a lot of fun. We have Jan and Tiny Hughes from here in Red Oak that are participating in the show. We have Robert Kiefer, who's a pastor in Clarinda. He's got a huge fan base. We also have Mike Harvey and Sue Jones from the Carson area, and they have their huge fan base. We have, Trisha Merrill from Shenandoah, Ethan Fisick from Red Oak, Tiana Pofford from Red Oak, Dan Krause, Elizabeth Dilley, Terry Gillespie, they're all from Red Oak. And we have some great helpers, Paul Richardson, Faye Branstead or Jason Shute. Barb Wyrick is in the show. So this is a really talented cast, and they really have come from all over Southwest Iowa. Ann Bennett from Red Oak has been our stage manager, and Cheryl Thompson, who's also a music teacher in Atlantic, has stepped up to be the musical director, and she's really helped pull the show together because it is a musical. There's a lot of singing, very silly, campy songs, but it's music all the same, and it's been an adventure, and Cheryl has really helped pull it all together. Mm-hmm.
And as you said, the cast really does represent Southwest Iowa. And I think, you know, sometimes when the Wilson Arts Center is located in Red Oak, some people think, well, this is a Red Oak thing. No. This is Southwest Iowa. And we all kind of need to get acquainted with that and realize that
exactly,
it's for all of us.
Exactly. And we've had a lot of other things going on recently other than just, performing arts. The governor was here last week for a town hall meeting. We had a Southwest Iowa Student Leadership Conference here last week. We have a lot of events going on to truly represent, all of Southwest Iowa. It's not only about performing arts and Red Oak. It's about, a space that's available for the entire Southwest Iowa community.
Okay, Caucus the Musical. What are the dates and times?
Caucus the Musical opens tomorrow evening, November 3rd. It will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 7:30. And then we have a Sunday matinee on November 6th at 2:30. And tickets are available by calling 712-623-3183.
And the price of the tickets?
Price of tickets is $20 for adults and $16 for students.
And is there any other way that they can get tickets besides calling?
I'm sure that we will have enough tickets if they just show up at the window the day of the performance. I think we'll be fine.
Website?
Excuse me?
Website? Is there a website?
Website. You can look at the number and everything on our website, but you do have to call us to actually order the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't got that. We're not quite that technologically savvy yet that we can actually do it online.
Okay. And if you just put into your computer Wilson Performing Arts Center, Red Oak, I'm sure it'll pop right up there.
Exactly.
So you can find out not only about Caucus the Musical, but about the other things that are going on, the classes and
exactly.
And many other
we have
things.
A lot of great things. So yeah, if you go to our website, wilsonartscenter.org, it will give you a lot of information about upcoming performances that we have going on. So
okay, well, right now, again, we want to remind folks this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's tomorrow and the next 2 days, for a fun time, come see Caucus the Musical.
Caucus the Musical, November 3rd through the 6th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2:30.
Okay, support your local actors and people who enjoy theater. This is a great time to see them as well as just enjoy the entire production. As we said earlier, have a good laugh.
Absolutely. It's, you know, these days we have to laugh about something, and this is definitely a laugh out loud moment.
Okay. We've been visiting with Kara Sherman, and she's Executive Director for the Southwest Iowa Performing Arts. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is about the journey, not the destination.